Chapter 62. Jesse pulled into his spot in front of the footbridge. He got out of the cruiser, opened the back door, and grabbed the takeout dinner from Daisy's. Real football food. Buffalo wings, cheese fries, and a pair of chili dogs. A six-pack of Rolling Rock waited for him in the fridge. He crossed the bridge and went into the house. Within seconds, Mildred was at his feet. He walked into the living room and turned on the TV. USC versus Oregon. The game was just beginning. He'd been looking forward to it all week. He put the takeout bag in the oven to keep it warm. He went upstairs and changed clothes, then came back down and fed a sumptuous meal to Mildred, which she ate as if she had never eaten before. He cracked a bottle of Rolling Rock and sat down to watch the game. Suddenly, he was aware of how tired he was. The events of the last few days had worn him down. Life in a small town was tougher than he imagined it would be. But he had to admit that he liked it. He liked living in paradise, more than he ever did L.A. He found himself surprisingly content, like it was home. Finished with her after-dinner bath, Mildred jumped onto Jesse's lap. She looked at him expectantly. He reached over and scratched her neck. Soon she was asleep. Jesse's eyes closed too, and when he opened them, it was the second half, and the score was tied. He kept them open for the rest of the game.